Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
But if all prophesy and there come in one that believeth not, or one unlearned, he is convinced, he is judged of all, because the word of God convicts him. Not speaking in tongues, but the word of God. That's what he's saying is. Verse number 25. And thus are the secrets of his heart made manifest, they're made known. The secrets of whose heart? The unbeliever. The word of God reveals to him the deepest, most innermost recesses of his heart he didn't even know existed, because they were secrets to him, but yet God's word reveals it to him, not by tongue, but by prophesying or preaching God's word. That's what he's saying here. That's how he's talking. And so falling down on his face, he, the unbeliever, recognizes who God is, and he will worship God and report that God is in you of a truth. What a difference from verse number 23 to verse number 25. Verse number 23, that unbeliever comes in there, everybody's talking in tongues. You people are crazy. I'm getting out of here. Verse number 25, these people are speaking God's truth. It convicts him and it says, he falls on his face, worship. This is God's house. This is what he's saying. Ain't that wonderful how Paul lays that out? He recognizes. He says, you guys are right. I need Christ. I need to be saved. He recognizes God as the true and the living God and the truth of his son, Jesus Christ, as Savior. The work of redemption is performed in his life. John 5:24 tells us, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my words and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life. And shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. That's the power, my friends, of God's word. Changes a man. And he passes from death unto life. From condemnation unto eternal, what's the T-I-O-N? Salvation. Verse number 26. How is it then, brethren? Notice every time, all through Scripture, 1 Corinthians, and I've emphasized, he keeps saying, brethren, brethren. Keeps them focused. When you come together, every one of you have a psalm. Every one of you have a doctrine. Everyone has a tongue. Remember, they all had gifts. They all had gifts. As God pleased, as it pleased God, he gave them the gifts. And he's saying this, everybody has a tongue, or you have a tongue. Another may have a revelation. Another hath an interpretation. Let all things be done unto edifying. In other words, they all have some kind of spiritual gift from God. He's recognizing that. The spiritual gifts were not a bad thing. They were a good thing. He reckons some of y'all have this gift, some have another gift, some have another gift, and they all come from God. But it was not being used for the church's edification, but for their own gratification. Remember in chapter number 3, you're still yet carnal. You're still babes in Christ. You've not grown. Well, Paul acknowledged their gifts, but it must be done for the church's good and for their growth in the Lord. And he'll finish this chapter in verse number 40, let everything be done decently in order. That's the thing. He's going to talk about that. Everybody have all these gifts, but you can't do them all at the same time. You know, you just can't do it. It'd be confusion, because God is not the author of confusion. It must be done decently and in order. So he's outlining this. Verse number 27. What do we do, Paul? I'm glad you asked. If any man speak in an unknown tongue, now he's laying out the pattern and how to do this properly and decently in order. If God's given somebody an ability, that gift of speaking in that unknown tongue, again, that language, not a gibberish. Let it be by two or at the most by three. Let it be by course. My friend, this is so simple to understand. Even a caveman could understand this. That if there's going to be speaking in the tongues at the church at Corinth, here's how it must be done. Let it be done by, at two individuals. At the most, three individuals. No more than that. And that by course. The word course means order. In other words, let one speak. When they are done, and we're going to find out, let there be an interpreter. But after he speaks, let somebody else speak. And when they're done, interpretate. When they're done, number three person speaks. Oh, what about number four? Bob says, Bob, shut up. At the most. Because remember, there's unbelievers in there. And you talk about bringing confusion. And by the way, it was such a problem in Corinth that it became the most wanted gift. It was the most desired gift. So people were exercising these things out of order. And they all get, and I'm going to do it too. Eddie did it, and I'm going to do it. And because I did it, Bonnie's husband, David is going to do it. Now CJ's got, I got to do it too. Notice I didn't name any women. We're going to get to that later. All right. In most churches today that practice this issue of speaking in tongues that we believe they're done away with, but they still hold to the gift of tongues, I would say most all of them violate this principle that the pastor encourages the whole congregation to speak in tongues. I've heard it. I've watched it. I never attended a service. I don't plan on attending a service. I don't want you attending service. Just believe what I say. You can Google and watch these things. That they actually encourage the whole congregation to speak in tongues because it's a sign of gift of salvation, exercise, a sign of the Holy Ghost. Anyway, they encourage that. Violating biblical principles, even if it was in vogue today, which it is not, they're violating this huge principle. Let it be by one, two, or by three at the most, and let it be in order, not all at the same time. And then let one interpret so that somebody would interpret. Now, we're going to read here. It could be himself. God could give that individual not just the gift of speaking in tongues. Perhaps he gave him the gift of interpretation. Maybe. God does whatever he wants to do. But perhaps he gave that gift of interpretation to somebody else. And that's what he's saying. If there's not verse number 28. But if there be no interpreter, let him keep silent in church, which brings a great question. Do y'all ever think, when Paul says, what does he mean by that? But say you're speaking in tongues, and you can't bring it back. What happens if there's no interpreter? It's too late. Well, how do you know if there's no interpreter? Because he says this, if there be no interpreter, let him keep silent in churches. Do you understand what I'm saying? How do you know not to speak in tongues if you know there's not an interpreter? Because it must be of God. You get that principle. If there is no interpreter, then it's not of God.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Do you have any questions or comments for Pastor Lanier? You can submit your remarks and questions to Dr. Walt Lanier by visiting westwoodgospeltime.com. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. Pastor Lanier will receive your questions or comments and answer you. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. And click on Send a Message. We look forward to hearing from you. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.